Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. It's the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Learn more at cox.com/internet.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number
97. Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season finale of College Football Playoff Focus. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the world of college football. Well, put another one in the books because we've completed a college football national championship game. It was the third-ranked TCU Horned Frogs out of Fort Worth, Texas, going up against the number one-ranked team in the country, the Georgia Bulldogs, hailing out of Athens, Georgia. And from start to finish, Georgia kicked butt and then some. The final score was Georgia 65, TCU 7. For the Bulldogs, quarterback Stetson Bennett completed 18 out of 25 passes for 304 yards and 4 touchdown passes. And he had 3 carries for 39 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Kenny McIntosh had 8 carries for 50 yards. Branson Robinson had 7 carries for 42 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Kendall Milton had 10 carries for 33 yards and a rushing touchdown. Tight end Brock Bowers was sensational. He had 7 catches for 152 yards and a touchdown. Ladd McConkey had 5 catches for 88 yards and 2 touchdowns. Adonai Mitchell had 1 catch for 22 yards and a touchdown. On the defensive side for Georgia, just unstoppable. Robert Beal Jr., Bear Alexander, Michael Williams, Jalen Walker, Tyke Smith all recorded a sack, and Javon Bullard recorded 2 interceptions. On a losing end for TCU, Max Duggan finished his college career at Fort Worth, completing only 14 out of 22 passes for 152 yards and 2 interceptions. Amari DiMarcato had 14 carries for 59 yards, and Darius Davis had 5 catches for 101 yards. Once again, the final score in the College Football Playoff National Championship game, the number one ranked team, Georgia Bulldogs, would go on to beat third ranked TCU 65-7, giving Georgia its second straight national championship. So congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs for winning back-to-back national championships. As for big ups to Sonny Dykes and the TCU Horned Frogs on a season that no one will ever, ever, ever forget. No one expected TCU to do what they did. I didn't expect it. I knew TCU would have a solid year, but nothing like this playing in the national championship game. So again, the final score, the number one ranked team in the country, the Georgia Bulldogs, beating the third ranked TCU Horned Frogs 65-7. So now before we get on out of here, recently, I'm sure a lot of you, most people have been following the recent events of what's gone on in the world of historically black colleges and universities. Ed Reed, NFL Hall of Famer, what can you say about him? He was the ultimate ball hawk, one of probably, if not the greatest safety to ever play in the history of the NFL. Reed had a brief coaching career where he started off as a defensive backs coach with the Buffalo Bills, and then he served as in the administrative department as a chief of staff with his alma mater at the University of Miami. In December, Reed accepted the position as the head football coach at Bethune-Cookman University. Well, everything seemed to go well. However, matter of fact, going into the new year, Reed went on social media, went on these videos and expressed how the university was not doing its due diligence in terms of keeping the campus clean. Reed went on a tirade. It was profanity laced and was saying that, you know, when he arrived to the campus, his office wasn't clean yet. there was trash on the camp on the campus. He had to pick up trash, and I mean that hit social media like a tidal wave. And so Reed went on the social media tirade about the campus not being clean, his office not being clean. He makes a couple of more social media videos about the administration and how they haven't done what they've supposed to do on their end. And then he also mentioned, which was something interesting that I'm going to touch on in just a little bit, he said that he was working without a contract. That was very interesting right there. And I'm going to get to all of this, and I'm going to connect the dots in just a little bit. Bethune-Cookman, we've heard from them. We've heard from the interim president. We've heard from the athletic director, Reggie Theus, who also serves as the head coach of the men's basketball program. Long story short, they've claimed, they said that they've admitted, they said that where they were still working on the contract negotiations with Reed to try to make sure he would be the next head football coach at Bethune-Cookman. Okay, so Reed goes, long story short, they got wind of the video about him criticizing, not only with him criticizing the campus for not being clean, him working without a contract, as well as criticizing the condition of the school's athletic facilities. And when all of this got wind, Reggie Theus, along with the university president, made it clear that they would not ratify Reed's contract. They would not continue with contract negotiations, and they said that they would not have him as the head coach of Bethune-Cookman. Reed, despite all of this, he continued his criticism of the university. He said he's not withdrawing his name. He said they don't want me here. They didn't want him here because he was telling the truth. And he did tell the truth, but I'm going to touch bases on this in just a little bit, and we'll connect the dots. Not only Ed Reed criticizing the school's athletic facilities and other things that he mentioned on social media was just the tip of the iceberg, because it comes to find out that Bethune-Cookman for decades has had problems with the conditions of their dormitories, substandard housing. Just this has been going on for decades. And then not to mention the students getting served raw food. Now, Bethune-Cookman is a private HBCU. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. The average tuition at Bethune-Cookman is $30,000 a semester. That's for an in-state student in the state of Florida, because Bethune-Cookman is located in Daytona Beach, Florida. So if you're living in these horrible conditions with poor maintenance, with the dormitories, mold in the showers, and then the students are being served raw food, and then on top of that, the football players don't have the adequate facilities such as molded jerseys, reports of the players sharing helmets. This is just a travesty. Now, here's what I'm going to get at with this. I normally don't like to play both sides of the fence in a lot of situations, but I'm going to play both sides of the fence on this. Ed Reed was right. Ed was right for letting the people know how things were really going on campus. And this has been a problem, not just at Bethune-Cookman, but a lot of historically black colleges and universities, and even at a lot of Division I schools. We need to put Division I and Division II schools in this as well, because they're not exempt from this either. All colleges have had their problems. Everyone, HBCUs, Division I's, Division II's, Division III's, everyone has had their problems. Ed Reed addressed the plight of what was going on at Bethune-Cookman and was saying that administration needed to get their stuff together. He's right on that. Addressing the problem, making them aware of something that has gone on for decades. And also, too, letting the student body know what was going on beyond the walls of the football program, how the dormitories have been in bad shape, also with showers not working, with mold and mildew and things of that nature. It's not good. It's not good at all. So kudos to Coach Reed for making aware of everyone of what was going on at Bethune-Cookman and how the administration is how it has just slept on this for decades. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Ed handled that situation also poorly. the university has handled this situation poorly in terms of doing so wrong by the student body and the gentlemen that are in the football program. Ed handled that situation wrong in terms of, number one, not going to the administration up front and knowing what was really going on. Did he have a visit to the campus? Did he visit the campus to find out what he was getting himself into before he signed that contract? That's something to look at as well. And how in the world do you step foot on a campus or a place of employment and you haven't signed any contracts? You have signed no paperwork as of yet in terms of, you know, business 101, ladies and gentlemen. You do not put your signature on any type of paperwork unless you don't start your line of business until you sign a contract. You don't sign a contract, any workplace for that matter. So I'm trying to figure out when he said that on that social media video, and he said, I'm working without a contract. I'm like, how did he get access to keys and various facilities on the campus? If I didn't have a contract, I wouldn't step foot on anybody's workplace until we get the contract signed, we get everything signed, sealed, delivered, and then we can get to work. So that was kind of his – he dropped the ball on that one. Now, as far as the university is concerned, again, as I stated earlier, the neglect was too much. The neglect went on for far too long. Ed Reed came in and said, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. And we got to get this fixed. And I guess, again, Bethune-Cookman, they don't have a practice facility. They play at a city-owned facility. Showers aren't working. Molded uniforms. Players are sharing helmets. I mean, that is just poor hygiene, and just uncleanliness is terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And then to make matters worse, your student body's being served raw food. The dormitories have been in bad shape for so long. It's not good at all. So this, you know, this is a very, not a strange situation, but an interesting situation, because Ed Reed did the right thing by addressing these problems. He did the wrong thing by addressing it on social media. There's a right way and a wrong way to do things. He was right in addressing the plight of these issues, but he did it wrong in going on social media. Instead, address the employer and find out what's going on. And I wonder if he visited the campus even before he was officially introduced as Bethune-Cookman's head coach back in December. Still a lot of questions, and we've only gotten a few answers. And let me just be the first to say that there's nothing wrong with HBCUs. There's nothing wrong with historically black colleges and universities. What the problem is the administration and the people that's running this thing. Grambling, Southern, Jackson State, Mississippi Valley, Alcorn, Alabama A&M, Alabama State, are just some of those schools, or just some of the HBCUs that I've mentioned that are public HBCUs, which means that they're supported by taxpayers. Bethune-Cookman, Morehouse, Spelman, Clark Atlanta, Claflin are just some of the schools that are some of the HBCUs that are private, which means that they're not supported by taxpayers. Every year there's fundraisers, there's donors, there's alumni foundations, even booster clubs that help keep the ball rolling from a financial standpoint, because if private schools don't get that money to meet those yearly budgets, they're going to close, or they're going to be on a what do they call it, like a provisional admission, conditional admission, whatever it's called. But that's how it works, and that's the difference between public HBCUs and private HBCUs. Bottom line is this. Whether it's an HBCU, a Division I, Division II, whatever the case may be, there's problems everywhere. But this has gone on far too long on HBCU campuses. And, again, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the historically black colleges and universities. They're great for American society. They've been great for American society. And they continue to be great for American society. I have only questions that I have is terms of the education, but nevertheless, HBCUs are still prominent. HBCUs are still very important. It's the administration is just ruining these things, just the nepotism and the old school mentality. And Ed Reed addressed those things. And yeah, he may have not handled it the best. He came rough around the edges and emotional, but he put a problem out there on Front Street. And now maybe people can pay attention to these things and know that Bethune-Cookman's football program had been in disarray for a long time in terms of sharing jerseys, the jerseys molding. They had to wash their own jerseys. Where's the equipment manager in all of this? And then on top of that, you bring in former players and you bring in a former coach, and they didn't make the situation any better. They were giving them a pep talk or a mini pep rally, telling them to go on and do it. Do it for your pride. Do it for the university. I'm like, well, you can't really do much for the university if the university is not doing anything for you. So, again, this is just a strange situation unfolding down in Daytona Beach, Florida, with Ed Reed and just not just the Bethune-Cookman football program, but just Bethune-Cookman University as a whole and their student body. That's going to do it for this last edition for the season. This is the season finale of College Football Playoff Focus. Again, I want to send a big special thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning during the college football season and just lending an ear and just being informed of what's currently going on during the college football playoffs, the bowl games, having quality interviews. And that's it for this season. And we'll see you again next season right here on College Football Playoff Focus. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long, everyone.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
That's the ease at which you get information. You're always connected and informed. So if you're diabetic and still using old technology and finger sticks, what are you waiting for? US Med carries the highest quality continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. Visit usmed.com/radio today. That's usmed.com/radio today and manage your diabetes as easy as...
Leftovers or the DMV
number
97 or house cleaning or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's the ease at which you get information. You're always connected and informed. No waiting. So if you're living with diabetes and still using old tech and finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? US Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels and accepts Medicare and over 800 private insurers. Visit usmed.com/radio today. That's usmed.com/radio today and manage your diabetes as easy as... That's the ease at which you get information. You're always connected and informed. No waiting. So if you're living with diabetes and still using old tech and finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? US Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels and accepts Medicare and over 800 private insurers. Call 1-888-US-MED-65 today. That's 1-888-US-MED-65 today. And manage your diabetes as easy as...
Oh.
leftovers, or the DMV, or house cleaning, or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
When you stay at Vrbo, you always get the whole home, the whole upstairs, the whole downstairs, and the whole nap room. Only whole vacation homes. Always all yours. Book on the Vrbo app.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number 97.
Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.